exercises proposed in this recording have been presented by the second Bulgarian team, comprising of Alexander Eftimov and Ina Girginova. The exercises mainly come from the area of ensemble building and skills building. The first exercise that has been proposed to the vision program has been entitled Tactile Circle. The running time for this exercise is about 7 to 10 minutes. The learning objectives of the exercise are to get the sensation of being a part of a group, feeling the others, shortening the distance and getting more comfortable with tactile contact, increasing the personal awareness for the inner sensations while being related to the others. No materials are necessary for this exercise. How does the implementation go? The facilitators participate in the exercise. The atmosphere is of great importance. The space should be quiet and safe. The facilitator proposes to the group to form a circle by holding each other's hands and to close their eyes. The facilitator asks the participants to start exploring the two hands they are holding. Which one is bigger? Which one is warmer? Which one is softer? Which one is wetter? Is one of the two hands more comfortable to hold? The participants answer the questions in their minds without speaking. The questions aim to focus the sensation for the other. Everybody makes a small step forward. Now the facilitator asks the group to change the way they hold each other and to do it the lover's way, with fingers intercrossed. More questions. How is it different now? Are you comfortable or not? Is there energy passing through? Are you giving or receiving or both? Do you like one hand more than the other? Everybody makes another small step forward. The facilitator asks the group to hug both people beside them around the shoulders. Now, do you feel comfortable or not? What is different? Everybody makes another small step forward. For evaluation, the facilitator could ask everyone to share the feelings with one word only. This is a very sensitive exercise, creating a feeling of being one with the people around you and being able to notice the differences, the similarities, and the important relations. The second exercise that has been proposed by the two Bulgarian facilitators is entitled The Egg. It takes about 20 to 25 minutes. Its main objective is building trust in the group, being brave and letting go of control. No materials are necessary for this exercise. How does the implementation go? The facilitators participate in the exercise. Again, the atmosphere is of great importance. The space around should be quiet and safe. The facilitator proposes to the group to form a small circle around one volunteer with hands spread towards him or her. The facilitator then asks the volunteer to be straight like a piece of wood, with arms glued to his or her body and the feet glued to the floor in parallel position. The facilitator proposes to the person at the center to try the exercise with eyes closed. The volunteer should start getting off balance to whichever side he or she decides. The group supports his body, holds it, and starts playing with him or her by gently supporting and increasing the imbalance, like an omnidirectional seesaw. In order to evaluate the exercise, you could ask, how did you feel when you were in the circle? How did you feel letting go of all control and trusting your mates? How did you feel being responsible for someone entirely at your will, left in your hands? Which role do you prefer and why? This is an influential exercise, creating an atmosphere of trust, responsibility, It also develops the ability to let go of control, which can be incredibly liberating. The next exercise has been entitled Body Images, and it's from the area of skills building. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. The main objective is learning to express with the body, to use imagination, and to discover different ways to embody abstract concepts and concrete objects. No materials are necessary for this exercise. How does the implementation go? The facilitator starts a conversation about the body language and the importance of the connection with the body. He or she makes it clear that there is no right and no wrong way of expression. Then the members of the group are asked to express with a pose, a clock, or a tree, or a sun, or a flower, or different animals, love, friendship, anger, a meeting, and more. Depending on the group age and dynamics, the exercise can be with a time limit for each pose. The exercise slowly transforms from one pose to a moving character, and the last few are dance miniatures. In order to evaluate the exercise, you can ask, how did you feel during the exercise? Was there an image you created in a particularly good way, according to you? What do you think about the body images of your peers? This is an interesting exercise, describing and demonstrating the possibilities of the body to create various objects, feelings, emotions, actions. When used to its full potential, the body can be an excellent communication tool, not only in theater, but in everyday life. The next exercise, again a skills building exercise, is entitled Contact Improvisation. It runs about 20 to 25 minutes. Its learning objectives are cooperation with one another, cooperation with another dancing body, exploring the possibilities of the body contact, building confidence in interaction and expression with the body. No materials are necessary. The implementation of the exercise could go like this. The exercise should be done in couples. The facilitator explains the principles of contact that are going to be used. The first principle is entitled, is called impulse. This is touching a point in the partner's body. It can be done with hand, knee, head, or any other part. Giving a different direction, strength, and intensity of the trigger push or pull. The partner should respond and follow the direction and amount of the trigger. Then the next principle is pressure. Touching a point in the partner's body. Again, it can be done with a hand, knee, head, or any other part. Giving different amounts of constant strength and intensity. The partner should respond with a constant contra pressure from the part that is being pressed. And then mirror is the last principle of contact. Both palms are in contact and the partners move together in the same way. They take turns in leading and following. The couples can experiment with these different principles as they feel and see fit. Evaluation of this exercise. How did you experience the space together with your partner? How did you feel being a part of a couple moving together? How do you lead and how do you follow? Which do you prefer? This is a very powerful exercise about using only our bodies in the quest of building relationships and trust. It's a nice game of lead and follow, changing roles and giving away authority. The next exercise, which is again a skills building exercise, but could be also an ensemble building exercise, has been entitled Sensitive Dance. It takes about 20 minutes. Its learning objectives include cooperation with another dancing body, exploring the possibilities of the body contact, building confidence in interaction and expression with the body, feeling one with the group. Music is what is necessary to have for this exercise. The facilitator proposes to everyone to try the exercise with closed eyes. This is a free dance exercise using the principles of contact improvisation, which we already presented in the previous exercise. The three principles are impulse, pressure, and mirror. The soft music and safe atmosphere are essential for the exercise. It should be delicate and gentle. So, how does it go? The music starts. The participants move around the space, responding to the music mood and dynamics. They are alone in this movement. When they start to explore the space around, and when they meet another person or other people, they contact with them and start an improvised dance. There is no limitation as to how many people can be in contact at the same moment. It could be two or three or four or even more. In order to evaluate this exercise, you could ask, how did you experience the space alone and afterwards together with your partners? Did you prefer to be alone or to be a part of a couple or a group moving together? This is a very powerful exercise about using only our bodies in the quest of building relationships and trust. The last exercise, which is a lovely exercise for closure, has been entitled almost in the same way, Sharing and Closure. It could run approximately for 15 minutes. And its objectives are expressing and articulating feelings, building confidence, and feeling one with the group. No materials are necessary for this exercise. How does the implementation go? The facilitator starts a sharing process. Everybody sits in a circle. The initial questions are, how do you feel now? What was difficult and what was easy in the workshop? What have you experienced during all these exercises? Everybody takes turns in sharing. Then for closure, the group makes a small circle standing. One by one, each participant goes around the circle and hugs all the others and says thank you. The members of the group don't wait their turn. The group moves like a chain. One goes after the other, which means that when the first one moves to the second and then to the second one already is starting to move and goes to the third, and so on and so forth. Evaluation is the purpose of this exercise. The additional question to ask the participants could be, what new thing are you aware of thanks to this exercise or these exercises during the workshop? Do you have a sense of completion and satisfaction? This exercise gives the participants the feeling of success, of achievement, and the shared experience. Awareness is further supported by the fact that each participant has access to the opinions and evaluations of all the others.